As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it was bad, and it's been bad, and it's been 2 weeks really eroding confidence in a fan base, but apparently the front office is not going to react with a big move. If I'm going to make an argument against the idea that it's too costly to make these kinds of trades, the Mariners just traded for Josh Naylor. What they gave up They gave up the number 13 and number 16 prospect in their organization. Okay? They traded Brandon Garcia, who's made one appearance at the big league level, and I happened to be there, and he struggled. Left-handed bullpen arm, and Ashton Izzy, a right-handed pitcher. I don't think he's pitched in the majors yet. They gave up those two. They're 13 and 16 prospect to get Josh Naylor. So the Tigers can sit here and say they're not giving up their top five prospects. But I get that Suarez would cost more than Naylor. But do you mean I have to go from 13 and 16 to like 2 and 3 from a better org? In terms of talent, overall talent, I find that hard to believe. Now, the one thing about trade talk is that you never hear the conversations of what's being said. So we don't know. I struggle being critical of deals that we don't know that were on the table. But am I wrong here? If Josh Naylor cost the 13th and 16th prospect out of the Seattle organization, does Detroit really need to dip into the top five to make a big move? You know, I struggle with that. I struggle with that. Now, I don't hear those conversations. You don't hear them. Scott Harris is, you know, in being in charge here, he knows what's being said. Maybe that's the feedback they're getting, that it is going to cost them one of those top five. But is it? Is it really? 248-539-9797. Let's go to Christian next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Christian.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, so basically I just wanted to say that, you know, we're spending so much time saying that we're waiting for the core to come in 2027. This reminds me just like 2023 when we were talking about Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green. They were on like the magazine covers. They were our number one and two prospects. Now that they're our core, we're already talking about 5 years down the line. So my question to you is, when does this end? We haven't won in 40 years.
Well, the 40 years thing should have nothing to do with how you operate now. Like if you took over a new business and you had a five-year plan or a three-year plan or whatever it was, and somebody said, that's not good enough, we haven't been good here in 40 years, you shouldn't operate with that. You really shouldn't. But you know, I mean, they are winning now, Christian.
And that's my point. You know, our core here from 4 years ago, you said would contend for a World Series. And now we have callers in the organization saying, you know, 5 years down the line, we're going to have a better chance. But what if 5 years down the line, you have prospects better than Max Clark and better than McGonagall, where you want to wait another 5 years? I mean, I'm 33 years old. I'll be, you know, 50 years old by then, you know? I mean, come on.
You really are struggling with math. First of all, you called 2027 5 years away, and you've also said you're 33 and you're going to be 50 years old in 5 years. I got to help you out, Christian.
My hair's turning gray.
Look, they are winning now with that group. And the point that he could be better, that they could be better in 5 years or 2 years, isn't lost on me. They could be better. It could be. Does that mean they have to bring back Scooble? Well, that would help. The thing about bringing back Scooble is you have to remain creative and flexible. And what I mean by that is if Scooble isn't going to come here and you have earmarked a certain Brinks truck of money for him, have a plan B, please. Have a plan B, please, where you can get better. Because if it's not going to be Scooble and he's hell-bent, I don't think he's hell-bent. I get the sense that the agent is hell-bent on steering clients to certain markets. But if the agent is hell-bent on steering Scooble somewhere else, where there's, I mean, look, the Scott Boras stuff about he's willing to renegotiate Alex Bregman's contract now while he's hurt to try and get even more money, to me was like, come on, dude. That guy is always, always, always angling for more, more, more. And there are certain organizations that can do it more likely without being as hamstrung by it, more of a budget. The Tigers can spend more money. Let me be clear. But if you're not going to get Scooble, be prepared to have a plan B where you're going to get two or three guys instead of Scooble. The only path to the World Series isn't through Scooble. It's a really good one right now, though. And that's why I kind of wish that they would be a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah, because we know where they are right now.
Yep.
They still have a very good record, a good lead in the division, right? We still have Scooble.
Yep.
Maybe I'm pessimistic. I don't think Scooble and the Tigers are going to come to an agreement at the end of this thing. So I do want to jump on, you know, strike while the iron's hot, whatever you want to call it right now. That doesn't mean mortgaging the future or giving up the farm, but it does mean getting a little bit more aggressive than maybe you want to be. I think you can't let an opportunity. I hate when opportunity passes and you don't take advantage of it. I think the Tigers have a prime opportunity this year right now to get a little aggressive.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with that. 248-539-9797. Dan is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dan.
Hey, hi, Doug. I kind of disagree with you because, to me, prospects, I don't care. All I know is what that president said. He said if they're in contention, they're going to spend now. Well, guess what? You were in contention. Luckily, you're still eight games up. But that was cut in half in less than a month. And you know what? Scooble's here two more years, like Kang said. They need to do something now and do something as soon as possible. Because, you know, when it comes to prospects, it's just like in any sport, whether it's football, hockey, baseball, you don't know what you're going to get out of them at the major league level. So you do know what you have now on your team. I don't care about prospects. I want to have a contending team, possibly winning this year. And I'm out. Have a good day.
Thank you, 248-539-9797. I mean, I get that you don't care. They do. They do care. And whether you like it or not, they obviously care. And most organizations do have an eye on the future. And as far as spending, look, financially, adding a rental isn't spending that much money. The cost is in what you have to give up. Let's see. It's a terrible plan and not aggressive enough. It sounds like a plan for a first-round exit. That's from Drew in Woodhaven. Nick and Taylor says, it's an awful plan. By not adding much, you're going to kill the morale and wind up just how the Red Wings felt when they didn't get help at the deadline. I think there's a difference between the Red Wings and the Tigers. This group had belief that they could win it all before all this. And it might be eroding. Got it. Yep. I don't think the Red Wings ever had belief that they could win a Stanley Cup. I'm not sure they had belief that they could make the playoffs as they were constructed. I'm probably in the minority, writes Dave. I'm probably in the minority, but I'm good with this approach. I don't think this is a prolonged stretch of losing. I don't want to sell the future for instant gratification.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I take. So say you're cheap without saying you're cheap. I'm done with this loser franchise. That's from Damon. You're done with them. You're done with the Tigers. Look, we sent out a Twitter poll, and it was going to be the topic before these stories came out, about how many people believe. The question was, after another lifeless Tiger loss, call your shot right now, or the Tigers going to collapse and lose the division? So right now, Tiger fans, do you think your team is going to collapse and lose the division? I want you to think about that answer. Do you really, if you had to bet right now, straight up, who's going to win the division? Would you bet on the Tigers, or would you bet on everybody else? What's your answer to that question? I'll tell you what the results are coming up today at 12:35 as it stands right now. You can go vote on our Twitter poll at DougAndGator971. But if you had to bet right now, the American League Central, the straight up, you can have any team for any amount of money, who would you bet on winning this division? Not odds, straight up, money line. Who wins a division? Who would you bet on? Now, it's completely different whether or not a team could win a World Series. 248-539-9797. But bro is done with this team. It's Carson Anderson, 97-1, the ticket.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night, pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama. Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.